Module 3, Freedom, and Stage 14, Singleness, It's Okay. Here, we emphasize investment in your own personal growth rather than in relationships. A period of singleness enables you to build confidence in yourself, so you can experience and enjoy being single as an acceptable alternative lifestyle, and not as a time to be lonely. It is easy to become stuck in this stage of the rebuilding process as a means of avoiding another intimate relationship. As Larry in one of the seminars said, "I've become aware that living as a single person is an affirmation of strength and self, not an embarrassing admission of failure. I'm more relaxed in the company of others. I no longer am wasting emotional energy being a social chameleon." Post-relationship guilt, self-doubts, and questions like, "Will I ever love again?" are greatly diminished. "I am happy as a single person, something I had not thought possible before in my life." Many people never learned to be single before they entered a committed relationship. They went from their parental home to sharing a home with their partner, never even considering that one could be happy living as a single person. And they never questioned the myth that once in a committed relationship, they would live happily ever after. Carol lived with her parents until she married Joe. She went from pleasing one man, her father, to pleasing another man, her husband. So when Joe talked about leaving, she clung to him because she thought living alone was a terrifying idea. She had never learned to please herself. She'd always been a dependent person. And now the thought of being independent, although challenging, was frightening. She was embarrassed because it really sounded silly to her that a woman of 25 did not know her own mind, or what to do with her own life. Gradually, she adjusted to being alone. At first, she searched for another relationship, something, someone to lean on. As she became more and more confident, she began doing things for herself and enjoying that process.